Back here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970, Casey Ford along with Bill Blom as we welcome in Dan Dickerson, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, back to the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. Mr. Dickerson, welcome back. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Casey. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You bet.
The Detroit Tigers are on a roll as of late. They've won seven in a row, going for their first eight-game winning streak in about 4 years or so. What's been the major difference over the past 2.5 weeks for this Tiger team?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that are going right. What I like is that, Casey, they're winning in different ways. I mean, they're winning in high-scoring games. They're winning in low-scoring games. They're just finding ways to win. I think the game the other day was a great example. Low, tight-scoring game, scored three in the first, no scoring after that, but great defense behind Brad Penny. And, you know, the defense has been, I would say, a little bit up and down, but pretty solid, especially on the infield of late. I think the outfield defense has been good. You look at the plays that Jackson and Wells made the other night. But it all goes back to the starting pitching. I mean, the starting pitching has been so good. I mean, you've got 30 games now where the starters have a 2.85 ERA. They've already got six shutouts as a team compared to five a year ago. And I think that's where it starts. Anytime you look at a division race, start with the starting pitchers, and the Tigers have been getting really good starting pitching.
I want to single out one guy individually. Obviously, Justin Verlander has brought his A game the last two performances. What is it about May that makes him turn another gear compared to April when you're first starting out the season?
Well, I mean, he actually was pretty good this April compared to a couple of other Aprils. He just, I mean, when you make six quality starts and you don't really get rewarded for it. But as he said, you know, my standard is higher than that. I think we've been a little spoiled. But his April was way better than other Aprils. But I think, you know, it's that reminder to get into a certain rhythm, certain flow, and he's been so impressive with what he's done. You know, just I think when you throw as hard as he does, you want to throw hard. And to be able to dial it down in the early innings, which helps all of his pitches, and then to gear it up in the middle and late innings is an impressive thing. I don't think it's easy to do, and I think what he's done is, I mean, he had everything working in his last time out. Maybe better, quote, stuff than he had in the no-hitter because he had a curveball working with the slider and changeup. And who knows? I mean, Jim Leland said that no-hitter might be a turning point in his career. Not that the career had been bad up to that point.
Yeah.
But just that whole ability to be calm, not to go all out at the beginning, save some in reserve, use it when you need it, and use all your pitches, keeping your pitch count down. All those things we saw in the no-hitter, he followed up on in the game after.
Dan Dickerson, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. Obviously, Max Scherzer has had a different year than he had a year ago as well. What did he change in the offseason, and is it a mentality thing that made him a better pitcher?
Well, he made that change after he went down to Toledo, and really, he said even before he went down to Toledo last year. You know, mechanical thing. He's a guy who likes to analyze things. He had figured it out because we weren't seeing the life on the fastball that we've really seen ever since. But we're seeing a guy who's, you know, 23 starts last year to finish the season where he had a ERA just under 2.50. And basically what he's done is carry that into this year. And, I mean, here's a guy who's working deep into games, using all of his pitches. Last time out was only a five-inning start. That's rare. I mean, this is a guy who expects to go deep into games. And at the end of last year, he really was a co-number one with Justin Verlander. That's how good he was, and that's how good he's pitching again this year.
How big a surprise is it that Brad Penny, even though he only made 10 starts last year, is pitching as well as he's ever pitched in Major League Baseball with some of the arm problems he's had over his career?
Yeah, and the good thing was last year, I think that's why the Tigers, you know, they had a little history with Brad Penny in Florida, and they knew him and knew that last year's injury was more of a back muscle than a shoulder. And they felt pretty confident that the arm was sound. And we've seen that throughout the year. And the troubles early was he was getting fastballs up. I find it fascinating, Casey, that you've got a guy who is 32 years old and is just really, literally, for the first time in his career, using a two-seam fastball that sinks. And he's getting a ton of ground ball outs. I mean, he's changing, really, the way he's pitching at 32. And he did it during the season, not before the season started. And it's still a hard 92-93 when he throws it, you know, two-seamer. He got 15 ground ball outs in the start on Saturday. I mean, it's just what you want, and it's been kind of fascinating. I mean, no strikeouts, hardly at all, in the last three starts, and yet he's only given up two earned runs in 21 innings. He's been tremendous.
Their offense has been powerful. They put up 50 against 17 in the last nine games. How did that light switch turn on?
I think, you know, Victor Martinez coming back was big. Brendan Bosch in the number three spot, you know, with Maglio struggling, I think has been a nice addition. Brendan Bosch has been having very consistent at-bats. He's cut down his strikeouts while increasing his walks. I think we're going to see even more power from him as the year goes on, but he's had a very steady start. But think of the contributions you're getting up and down the lineup, and this is how the Tigers won in 06. They had a very good bottom third of the order. The bottom third has not been good in the last couple of years. And now you're getting production from basically two of those three guys, Johnny Peralta and Alex Avila, are in the bottom third of the order, 7-8 most days. Brandon Inge has not started to hit, but his track record says he's going to hit 235 to 240. May not sound like much, but with some power while playing very good defense, as we saw the other day with a catch of the pop-up, you know, into the front row. So I think the best news of all has been a balanced attack. Jackson Peralta heating up. You know the middle of the lineup's going to produce. Victor Martinez has been tremendous, but we know he can be. This is the kind of hitter he is. He can get very hot and carry a team. And they've been doing this really without Miguel Cabrera. I mean, Cabrera's been bothered by a bit of a bad back, and he had some decent at-bats on the road, but he hasn't been hot by any stretch. And just wait till that guy heats up. So it's nice to have some guys contributing. Some guys can still contribute more. I think Ryan Rayburn's bat still has to heat up, and I think it will. But that's what you like. That's what winning teams are made of, production up and down the lineup.
Now, are they deep enough to put up with injuries? Like you brought up Cabrera. Are they deep enough to put up with injuries in other spots?
Well, I think you're deep enough to handle, you know, if you lose a Cabrera, anytime you lose a Cabrera, I mean, that's devastating. But,
right.
I mean, they handle it while Martinez was out. I think that's when the seven-game losing streak was. But they should be able to handle an injury here, an injury there. When they start piling up, I think then it becomes, and what Minnesota's dealing with right now is ridiculous. I mean, with Tommy Young, Maurer all out, and Morneau not hitting, I mean, that's just asking way too much for the guys that they brought up. I think any team should be able to handle one or two. When it starts piling up to three or four, very few have that kind of depth.
Dan Dickerson, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. We bring up the injury, and you bring up Maglio Ordóñez because he's one of those guys that hadn't been hitting, and I don't know if it's because of the cold, of the weather in Detroit, or what the exact diagnosis is with Maglio, but how do you get a guy like Maglio back on track?
I think what they're doing right now, put him on the DL, let him rest that ankle. I don't think the ankle's been feeling right all year. I think there are days when it feels okay, but I think it's very hard when it's your right ankle, you're pushing off that ankle, you're turning on that ankle. I mean, that's where you're driving from your back leg. When you don't have that, I think it becomes very tough, and I think he's been trying to hit with his upper body, and that's never a good way to go. If you can get that healed, get the inflammation down, feeling better pushing off, I think he's going to be okay. But I just don't, with his hands and his upper body, and that's a tough way to go.
So talk to us about Andy Dierks, the guy that Detroit Tigers brought up to replace Maglio for a few games.
Well, we got a good look at him in the spring. He impressed. I mean, he's making the jump basically from Double-A, but look what he did at Triple-A when he got moved up. He was a Double-A most of last year, got bumped up to Triple-A, hit 370 and 88 at-bats. That's not a small sample. That's a pretty good sample. Continued it this year, hit over 320 with power, can steal a base, superb in the outfield. He's not a guy that scouts going to rave about in terms of a five-tool guy, but he's a guy who managers love because of the way he plays the game, the way he approaches the game, his work ethic, all of the little things that add up, and they add up right now to a pretty complete package. He's a good outfielder. I think he's a guy because he's left-handed, Casey, that we'll see. Going to get a start, I'm sure, tonight. He was in the lineup yesterday and got rained out. Right-hander on the mound, Drabek. Lefties hit Drabek better than righties, so I'm sure he's in the lineup tonight. And if he hits, he'll stay in the lineup. You think of Brendan Bosch last year. He came up, got a chance, hit, and kept getting more chances. Andy Dierks, I think, will get the same chance because he's got a lot of upside. He's shown a lot. He can hit everywhere up through the minor leagues. See what he can do at the major league level.
Now, Dan, when we talk Detroit Red Wing hockey, we talk about Pavel Datsyuk and how he just amazes everybody, how he keeps his puck on his stick. Let's talk about Austin Jackson. Is there a fly ball that he can't get to? Because he's made some amazing catches this year.
That was amazing. I mean, you try not to say optical illusion too often, but that was an optical illusion. I mean, that ball was going over his head. Even Casper Wells from right field said, I thought he was just putting up his glove just to maybe deke the runner. He didn't think he had a chance at it. And he sticks the glove up on a dead sprint over his head. This isn't running to his right or to his left, but on a dead sprint straight back to make that catch. It was really just as good a catch as you'll see. I mean, truly. This guy, and that's what you love about Austin Jackson. His work ethic is so good. Even when it's hard, I think, when you're struggling at the plate like he was. Now, he's picked it up the last 15 games or so, but it's hard. I mean, it wears on you mentally. Never let that bother his defense one bit. And I can't tell you how valuable that is to a pitcher. You know, you've got a center fielder who can go to the gaps, and when he takes hits away, they're obviously extra base hits, and it means that much more.
Dan, last question for you this afternoon. The Tigers take on the Blue Jays in a two-game set here. Talk about Jose Bautista and how good this guy has become and the shot that he hit in Toronto just last week.
He's the best hitter in baseball right now. I mean, he's hitting for average. That was one thing they didn't do last year with the 54 home runs. Had a great down chat with both he and Dwayne Murphy in Toronto, his hitting coach. And I just hope people realize, I understand we're in a cynical age with performance drugs and the testing and suspicions. But let's think about it. If you think that offense is down because testing is effective, then what this guy is doing should impress everybody. Body hasn't gotten bigger. He's doing it because he made a change. He always had the talent. Ask Jim Leland. He saw him when he was scouting for the Cardinals in Pittsburgh. This guy's always had talent. He could always hit the ball a long way. He didn't know how to turn on a fastball. They give him a timing mechanism that allowed him to see the ball better, turn on fastballs. I think what he's doing is absolutely fascinating. 13 home runs in his last 19 games with 27 walks and 7 strikeouts. So he's not getting pitched to, and when he does, he's hitting lasers. It's amazing. And I hope people appreciate what he's doing.
And he had a nice home run off Brad Penny, if you're a Blue Jay fan, that is, up at Sky Dome or whatever they're calling it these days. But that thing was an epic shot out to left.
Oh, it just went out. It's instant. It's like Gary Sheffield used to hit them. They're instant. They're line drives. They go fast.
Absolutely. Dan Dickerson, as always, thank you for the time, and thank you for joining us on ESPN 970. Enjoy this little two-game series against Toronto, and the next, 13 out of 21 are at home?
Well, the way I look at it is after this road trip coming up, starting on Wednesday in Boston, not that I'm counting, but 26 of the next 38. After we come off the road trip, 26 out of 38 are at home. That's a good stretch.
Yeah, you get some home-cooked meals from that wife of yours.
Absolutely.
Dan Dickerson, as always, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
All right, guys.
Take
care. Good talking with you.
Dan Dickerson joins us right here on the Sports Pen on ESPN 970. More of the Sports Pen to come right after this.